Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he comes to us with healing in his wings. Every form of healing and blessing is with the Lord towards us. He loves us. He's concerned about us. He helps us. He blesses us. And he's right here, right now, in real time to help us go forward in life. All the wonderful things that he's made available to us, we can receive it. And sometimes we need God to guide us to the next phase of life that we desire. Sometimes we need God to guide us into more truth. And we need him to guide us in every way of life. We succeed as we trust him. I always talk about trusting the Lord. We trust him as we get to know him, as we fall in love with him, as we seek him out. All of our trust comes from what happened in the past. Whether we hear the word of God, we hear that he's good, and we start taking him at his word. But we trust him greater. We trust him in greater and greater ways as we obey him. We learn who he is. What he said is true, and our life begins to work, and things begin to heal, and we have a reference of what to expect. And I'm going to trust him this time because last time he was faithful and he helped me when I needed him to. Now, when you experience God's handiwork in your life, not just something that he told you that he did for somebody else, but when you experience it in your own life, it means a lot to you. And you learn things you could not have learned any other way. And you begin to trust him with greater things. Now you in the Lord's house you begin to master things. You learn to, the word of God gives you the ability to master situations. You may begin to master your emotions when before you used to fall apart. Now you can master your emotions better. Things don't cause you to feel like you want to surrender anymore. You don't speak out in anger and frustration like you used to. You can laugh about things that used to trouble you. That's because you're learning and growing in the Word of God. And you start trusting him in your life. And you see his handiwork, and it works. And you expect better. And you receive better. And it's all true. And then you get married, and there's another person. They may or may not know all the things you do. And you have to be patient with them. And you have to trust God to help you understand them and how to relate to them and how to go forward. And then you eventually have children. And now you got to trust God with these children. But you have a reference that he was good in your life. See, salvation, it goes on and on. And let's say the Lord called you to the ministry one day. And now you got to trust him before others. People are going to be looking at you as you say you believe God for something. And you know that they're watching to see if it's going to work out. You know, it could seem, you know, it could be taken as pressure, or you can continue to look to the Lord and continue to succeed. And all the while, from the time you were believing God to help you understand things in your life, and you trusted him, and you had success, then you had success in your marriage, and then with your children, and now it's with ministry. And you're dealing with people that have not been trained. And then a few people that may be trained in the ways of God. And everybody has advice whether they're trained or not. But you got to stick with what God said. And this is our daily situation. And Satan's trying to tear down what you're trying to build up. And people are somewhere in the middle between God's will and Satan's will. And it's weird. Sometimes the people that have blessed you in the past can disagree at the wrong time or give you the worst advice ever. But you have to stick with what the Lord said. You're going to have to learn that you can trust God and God is faithful. And He always has a solution. And I love it when the Lord sets me aside and just show me the, you know, what's going on and how to deal with it. Now, most of the time He does that, it's for something that, for my next phase of life, He prepared me for. With God, He can, if you let Him train you, He'll prepare you ahead of time. And if you let Him prepare you ahead of time, the crisis won't be bad to you. You'll be able to master whatever's going on. Dealing with people can be difficult, and it can be easy. In Him, we can do all things through Christ. We can do all things. And with that, you have to trust what He say. In relationships, people, they try to argue their point. And they feel like you're not listening sometimes. So I was telling a friend today that when a couple is in an argument, a disagreement, if they really want to heal, the best thing to do is write down their thoughts. And I continue to have a disagreement with my lovely wife. And my schedule was too tight. And she was trying to get me to slow it down. And I thought about something. I said, I really want to get to the bottom of this. And I said, let's write down everything that we expected marriage to be and how we expected it to work out. I said, I'm talking about all your life, how did you expect it to be and how did you imagine it and desire it to be? And I'm going to write the same thing. And we did. And our differences came from the way we were brought up. In my house, I saw my daddy go to work, and then he pastored 3 churches out of town. So every weekend we had to drive out of town. And then my mother was a school teacher, and she worked every day. My sisters had moved back home. I had 2 sisters and their sons. They moved back home. I grew up with their sons. And my two sisters were school teachers. And I grew up watching all the adults in my life. My mother, my father, my sisters were older than me. I saw them working. It was normal. And everybody I knew in my neighborhood, I saw people work. So that was normal. But the way my wife grew up, her grandmother was retired or she didn't work. And the adults she was around didn't work as much. Now, she would work. She took care of her grandmother and she did things. But her expectation was based on what she saw, just like mine. And I had to learn. See, when you're trying to prove your point, you can't listen the same. I couldn't get the visual picture that I did with just reading what she wrote. And so it is in every situation. What people saw coming up, growing up, that's what they expect. No man can live beyond his vision. He has to receive new vision, and that has to come from God's word or greater. When people see a greater way of life, they have hope. It produces hope in them, and eventually faith that they can have the same thing. If people that grow up and they never see people be successful, they don't expect much success. If people grow up and they see all they see is success, they're going to naturally believe that they can do the same thing. If they grow up and see people working hard and never get anywhere, they'll think the same thing. If people grow up and they see not people doing not much work and still become successful, that's what they'll expect. These are dynamics that we have to look at. And the Word of God gives us a God's eye view, and it helps us to see and understand other people as well. Now, Jesus taught the Sermon on the Mount, and within it, he said, love people treat people the way you want to be treated. Love people the way you want to be loved. Do unto others as you will have them do unto you. And then he said, be good to those that despitefully use you. Now, that's the worst out there. Now, let's look at something. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Seek their best interest. Go to God on their behalf for their best interest. And they're despitefully using you. Now, this person's treating me mean. Why? Why would they do that? Many reasons could answer that question. But sometimes the thing that have hurt someone, if that hurt can be healed, you can be a blessing to them, and they can grow up and become productive and even become a friend. And with the power of God in our lives, we can help them transform theirs. Doing good to all men works. If you can trust God on this, you're ready for greater things to happen. We all need to know the handiwork of God. Everybody needs to know what God can do. And we need to know him. Everybody needs to know him. God has given us the commission of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile our brothers and sisters so that they can live a greater life, so that they can live and not die, so they can be honored and not ashamed. Because when people make the right choices, they're going to be honored by people that they're a blessing to. Today, they may be hateful like Joseph's brothers, who sold him into slavery and lied on him, said that he was dead. But people don't, today they may be like Joseph's brothers, and then tomorrow they may be like what Joseph's brothers became. Sometimes people can heal. Sometimes they realize that they were wrong, and by God's grace, they can repent. Now, when people are wicked and they repent for real, they really repent and they enjoy the forgiveness of God, they love God with greater devotion. And some of the things that we learn from people who were very wicked or did very wicked deeds. Apostle Paul is a good example, a prime example. He tried to throw the church in jail, the people of God in jail. He tried to throw believers in Christ in jail or have them killed. He held the coat for the men that stoned Stephen. But Stephen forgave Paul. He pleaded on the behalf of the murderous Jews that was murdering him. And he saw Jesus standing. and they killed him. But he prayed for the people that were doing him wrong, that was despitefully using him, because they stopped their ears and didn't want to hear his message. But Paul heard the word, and Jesus met him on the road to Damascus and knocked him down. And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he called him Lord. He believed on Jesus and he got saved because he called him Lord. "Who are you, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus, who you persecute. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. What must I do?" And Jesus told him, gave him instructions, and he obeyed them. And he kept obeying the instructions of God. And he wrote most of the New Testament. Now, that's why it's so much better to do it God's way. After learning these things and seeing and the things I experienced, turning the other cheek is a good thing to do. There's so much wisdom in every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. And the only way you're going to understand and know that is to practice it. Do what he say do. Do exactly what he say do. Do it on purpose. Because it's a blessing to hear the Lord out and do what he say do. Now, God hates sin, and he has to judge it, and he's going to judge it on time. But now he has grace, and everybody we know needs to understand that God loves them, and he's willing to forgive them. But because of that grace message that people have used to live lasciviously, they act like you can sin without consequence. Now, it don't go that far. Jesus said, "Go and sin no more," to the woman that was caught in adultery. Sin will kill you. It will harden your heart against God and change your will. If you don't leave it alone, it will change your will to the point that you don't want to know God anymore. If you leave leaven in a barrel of yeast, the whole thing will become leaven. If you leave a little sin unchecked, it will turn your heart like the rudder of a ship. And you'll be far off course, and sometimes to the point of no return. Some people have sinned and they've gone about the way of the world and they apostatize. When the Holy Ghost convicts them, they have no appetite for the things of God anymore. They can't even tell when the Lord is convicting them. They harden their heart against it and won't repent. And the rapture is going to come upon many people who are in that situation. It's not necessary. God loves you. He cares about you. And he loves you for you, not because for what you can do for him. Not how many souls you can bring to the Lord. Not because you're so witty. He loves you for you. And all the wonderful things that he put in you is there to be a blessing. And he won't waste your life. Whatever you yield to him, he's going to make it. He's going to use it and make it right. God loves you. And he cares about us all. And he wants us to know him and understand. Because he has so much to say to his people. Everywhere we go, we share the responsibility of reconciliation. And the least we can do is live the light of God's word. In spirit and in truth. I don't I'm not saying do what's right. Don't try to look right. No. Love God and live from that love and be right. I enjoy the process of life. I enjoy every stage of life. I learn to appreciate and be patient with every step that God gives me in his wonderful grace. And I don't try to rush anything. I'm going to live forever. When it comes to time of life, I'm wealthy. I'm going to live forever. And I'm going to go forward and not backwards. And I enjoy my life. I enjoy every part. I treasure every day. And I enjoy my time with the Lord, which is every day. Every day I talk to the Lord, I say something, and I listen to the things He shares with me. And as we learn, we grow. We change and develop. And now people out there that have an appetite for the Word of God, they just don't know it because they haven't been around people that share it. When you love God, your appetite for the things of God rises. Now, back in Genesis, the Lord showed us, He gave us the tree of life. And if you eat off the tree of life, you're going to want more of it. But if you eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll want more of that. Because it's like leaven. It corrupts. Any act of sin works to corrupt. And sometimes people have not understood that about sin. They thought it was all right. God said, don't do it. God's mad at it. God's mad at sin because it will kill you. It will change you. It will corrupt you and consume you. And anybody that trusts to do it. But the life of God, you have to love Him in order to be effective. And the Lord our God cares. He cares about every soul. Every soul is precious to Him. And with much to say and share with His people, He can direct our lives to His kind of success. And we'll be so appreciative of all that He does in our lives. Everywhere we go, we can represent Him. We can do the things of God. We can speak His word. We can overcome in life and not go under. We can change situations. We can change the facts on the ground where we are. We can change our destiny, our future. We can stick with the things we know is best for us. We can be patient when the things that we endeavor to do gets hard, and it will. If you're in college in the middle of the semester and it looks like there's no end to the lesson and the things you got to learn and know, continue. Be long-suffering. But also seek the Lord and ask Him your questions so that you can understand what you're learning more rapidly. Use what you have. When I was in school, I had a job that I didn't, you know, every morning I would sweep the whole grocery store. Me and Barry, we would sweep the whole grocery store. He had an aisle, I had an aisle. We did that until we finished the whole store. We could sweep that store in 30 minutes. And that was a job that didn't require a lot of attention. So I would, everything I was learning in class, I would think about it and meditate on it. And I would think about what I learned while I swept. And when I finished school, I would think about the Word of God that I was learning. Your education can become a part of who you are. And it makes you better, a better student, and a better professional, and a better Christian. Whenever you have idle time, use it. to your advantage. Pressure. God will show you how to live aside from pressure. You don't have to allow pressure to operate within your life. Don't feel pressurized to do stuff. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. And I noticed that when I follow his training, he thinks of everything. He knows how long it'll take me to grow. And he teaches me at my pace. If he really need me to know something, he can download information in my heart. Now, with all these things in mind, the Lord is going to help you do what's wise for you. The part of his word that will make the difference. The word of God gives you a God's eye view to help you in life so you can go forward. It's amazing. It's amazing how wonderful God's counsel can be. It helps you to transform your life. And you read about the men of God all throughout the Word of God, how wonderful miracles happen. But there's nothing compares to what God does in your life. When you experience the handiwork of God in real time in your life, and you see things unfold, you learn to trust him with yourself and with those in your life that you love, your wife, your friends, your parents, and then your children. And then you're ministering before others. A comfort comes, a peace, a comfort, great joy comes as you treasure God's word to help others. And that's precisely what you're doing. You're treasuring your relationship with him, and you're helping other people conquer their problems and their situations. While the enemy is trying to get you to doubt God and see things the wrong way, the love of God in you is helping you stand and overcome all those things. It would be good if we had the luxury of growing without interference. But the beautiful thing is we're growing and making progress while we're in the middle of opposition. And the people that we're trying to help the most sometimes interfere with what God is doing. So we can help them. People don't always cooperate, but the Holy Spirit is wiser than people. It's like I said years ago, man is no match for sin, but don't fret, sin is no match for God. Now, man, you know, if a man try to overcome Satan in his own strength, he's outclassed. Because Satan's mind is like a supercomputer. He's elusive. But he can only control you if you love his ways. He has a footing in your life if you love what he's selling. If you love his lies. If you trust him, he can do some damage in your life. So don't trust him, period. And trust to do everything, and I mean everything, God's way. Find out the biblical solution, and that's what you live. Always go biblical, and you can't go wrong. Now, the word of God will help you understand what is biblical and what is taught as being biblical. Because the word of God it gives you wisdom like that. The word of God interprets itself. So we can truly do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm just telling you now, it's a wonderful and glorious journey. You're going to love it. And you won't be in a hurry for the rapture to come. You'll be enjoying your life. But we always look for the rapture. We're looking for the Lord to return. Because it's time for him to. But you're not under pressure. You're in great joy and peace before the world. And that's a loud testimony all by itself. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Though he's running out of time, he'll teach you during this remaining time. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus, he is our Lord.